Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Chalchav Zion, Simon Yud Gimel. So he gave one scenario. Now he's giving a second one. The scenario is there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. He's on the first day Rosh Chodesh and he forgot Mincha. And now Rosh Chodesh who beis Yamin and we spell the Arvi's beis. So he's going to daven Marav twice and it's Rosh Chodesh. So very simple. He davens Marav twice, and he says Yalav Yabin both tefillas. A, because it's the night of Rosh Chodesh, which requires that he should say Yalav Yabin in the tefillah, and B, because it's Tashlumin for Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. Now, but so Mispal Arbis Beis Ashniel the Tashlumin Shal Mincha. Now, what happens if he forgot Yalav Yavo in the second Shmoneh Esrei? So, Tashlumin from Mincha, Yalav Yavo forgotten over there, makes you go back. He's davening Marav twice. Marav, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't have to go back. So, what does he do? I feel like his Gebrosh Chodesh, even if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo in the second Shmoneh Esrei, Ein Tzarech Lachzor. Why? He's davening as a tashlumin for mincha, where Yalav Yavo would require him to go back. The lack of Yalav Yavo would require him to go back. Kima dafila beikar atfila da arbeit ein tzarech lachzor bishul Yalav Yavo. Since what he's doing is davening two marivs, he's davening the ikar tefila marav and another marav. Well, since of the ikar tefila marav Yalav Yavo is not ma'akev, we cannot make the Yalav Yavo of the Tashlumen being Ma'akev. So, since the Iker Tefillah ain't Tzarech Lachzor, Kal Vachomer, Mashu Achshav L'Tashlumen. So, in Siman Yud Aleph, he says Zeh HaKlal. So now, let's take the rule. Lo'alam Azlinim B'Tefillas HaTashlumen L'Kula. So it comes out, based on what he said in Siman Yud Gimel, we have two scenarios. One, which we're being Makel, that he doesn't have to go back when he leaves out Yalav Yavo because the Ikar Tefillah, which he's davening now, does not require Yalav Yavo. And one, he doesn't go back because the Tashlumah that he's being mashlem for doesn't require Yalav Yavo b'diavad. He's davening Shachris twice. The second one, he forgets Yalav Yavo. Since it's a Tashlumah for Mariv, the lack of Yalav Yavo is fine. That's the opinion that the Chayyadim says. You go to Kula. Congratulations, he's followed Tfilah Shach. Now, he gives another example of this where you would have the same idea. So, it's Shmini Atzeres, and we start saying Mashiach Mordechai Goshem by Musaf. So, Shachris, you do not say Mashiach Mordechai Goshem, but by Mincha, you do say it. And he forgot Shachris. So, he did not daven Shachris, and he's davening two Minchas. So you should say Mashiach Mordechai Goshem in both. He forgot Mashiach Mordechai Goshem in the second Mincha. So based on Mincha, he should have to go back because Mincha already Mashiach Mordechai Goshem is Ma'akev. But it is Tashlumen for Shachris where there Mashiach Mordechai Goshem was not Ma'akev. Kegon shel hispalu tefila Shachris shmini atzeres umispalu Mincha beis. He's davening two Minchas on the afternoon of Shmini Atzeres. Ma'akshav tzorach lomer Mashiach Ruach. He has to say Mashiach Mordechai Goshem. V'shachach, and he forgot to say it. Well, his grip tefillas at Tashlumen in the second Mincha, in the second, the one which is for Tashlumen, he forgot Mashiach Mordechai Goshem. Well, his grip tefillas at Tashlumen, Mashiach Ruach. Ein tzorach lachzor kiven shebo l'tashlumei tefillah shlohoya mazker bo. So even though what you're davening now, Mashiach Mordechai Goshem, is ma'akev, but since what you're davening for, it wasn't ma'akev, and he forgot it, he doesn't go back. So this is the opinion of the Chayyadim. The Shabura brings down the passing like the opinion of the Chayyadim. The Magen Rama actually disagrees in this case. And he says, since you're using Tfilas Mincha as the vehicle for Tashlumen, and Mincha, Mashiach Mordechai Goshem, is Ma'akev, so if he forgot it in the second one, he would have to go back. And the same thing in the case of if he missed Marav of Rosh Chodesh and he's davening two Shachrises and he forgets the Yalav Yavo in the second one, according to Magen Rama, he would have to go back. But the Mishabura Baskins, not like the Magen Avraham, like the Chayyarim, that since, like you said, we always go to the Kula, whether the Kula is based on the Tefillah that you're davening now, Mincha Rosh Chodesh, he forgot, and now he's davening two Maros of Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot Yalav Yavo in the second one, or the Tefillah that you're davening for, either way, the halacha is that he does not go back. Have a good day.